coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own.
That's right. It's time for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and in other cities. And my name's Matt, and I always enjoy broadcasting for you at this time every week. Awesome tunes from a long, long way away, and sometimes a long time ago as well. Always playing tracks from the archives, which I'll do shortly. And a big special today, I have a chat live on the phone with Sampology. Sampology is an electronic music artist from Brisbane, Australia, and he is in the United States right now. He's been touring around and has been playing most recently at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. Of course, there was a huge contingent of Australian acts this year, and it'll be interesting to hear what Sampology has to say about his little experience down there. I sure would like to go there one day. It sounds like a pretty awesome thing to do at least once in your life, is to go to South by Southwest. Anyway, I thought I'd start off with some older tracks, and I was digging around the library because I had a bit of a disaster. My iPod bit the dust, and of course I didn't have any backup, so my awesome Stranded the Australian Music Show iPod with all my old stuff that I loaded up last time I was home is gone, kaput. So I'm really struggling for the older music that I like to play. So I was forced to dig around in the music library here at CITR, and that's a good thing, I think. It's forces me to really look at what has managed to find its way over here, and it's a really interesting little historical expedition I'm able to undertake. And I actually found this really interesting compilation called On the Edge of the World. It's from 1995. It's a compilation of Australian alternative music from that golden era of the mid-90s, which is just great. So I'm going to be playing tracks off this over the coming weeks. And it's always difficult on this show with only an hour and just so much Australian rock and roll to get through, breadth versus depth, you know? Like, I could play three tracks off this right now or feature one band. And I think I want to do that. I'm going to play two tracks from a band called The Lizard Train. So track number 6 of this compilation, disc 1, called Dust. And the Lizard Train, I know very little about them. There's not much about them online at all, but they're a fantastic band from Adelaide. And they formed in the mid-80s, and played around and got a little bit of popularity towards the early to mid-90s. Really great rocker band. And this track was actually produced by Steve Albini of Nirvana fame, the bloke who recorded Nevermind and, of course, is in Big Black and Shellac. So he recorded this track for them. It's called Dust. I'm going to play for you Dust. And then my favourite, actually, of theirs, which is not off this compilation, but I really want to get to that. So the first track's kind of long, so I'll only play two tracks, but of this band. So this is The Lizard Train from Adelaide, and this is from 1995. The track is called Dust, and the album is called Everything Moves, produced by Steve Albini. We'll be right back.
to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown!
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and in other cities. And I just played for you a couple of tracks there by an old band called The Lizard Train from Adelaide, a band that probably is no longer with us. There's very little information about them on the internet, but they stuck around for quite a while, at least a decade, and put out some really neat music. And especially that last track was always my favourite. I actually found that on a compilation and played it quite a lot to myself. And then I found another compilation here and the CITR record library called On the Edge of the World of Australian Music from the mid-90s, and I found another Lizard Train track. So I played you, first of all, that one was called Dust, the Steve Albini-produced track from 95, and that was followed by my favourite there from that band called It All Came From Nowhere. And, yeah, that's a really interesting band. I'll be playing some more off that Edge of the World compilation. It was a really cool find here in the record library. So, into some more recent music. Liam Finn is playing in Vancouver this Wednesday at Venue. And we have a copy here in the studio of his new EP, the Champagne in Seashells EP. So, if anyone is unaware of Liam Finn and his pedigree, well, of course, he is the son of Neil Finn, the great artist from New Zealand / Australia, because, of course, everyone who, you know, gets kind of popular and well-known in New Zealand eventually gets, well, they either move to Australia or they sort of get culturally co-opted by Australia. But anyway, Neil Finn, of course, from Split Enz and Crowded House, one of the, you know, few really flawless songwriters around in the world. And he had a son, Liam, and what amazing pedigree. So he's definitely been hothoused in a musical environment from a young age, and he's only 26 and has had a long run of albums already with his band Betcha Duper, his debut solo album, Liam Finn, and now this is an EP called Champagne and Seashells. So I'll read you a little bit from the Yep Rock Records site. Liam Finn says that his new offering, Champagne and Seashells, is a document of a small moment in time. He's modestly referring to the busy 2 years since the release of his critically acclaimed debut album, I'll Be Lightning, and the nearly uninterrupted schedule of touring that has taken him around the world. Over the past year, he's played sold-out shows on every continent, opening for the Black Keys and Eddie Vedder, and performing at All Tomorrow's Parties Festival. It's no wonder that the 26-year-old singer-songwriter identifies himself as a bearded nomad. Home is where he hangs his signature broad-brimmed hat. So that's Liam Finn from New Zealand playing in Vancouver on Wednesday night at Venue. So let's play a track off this EP. It's called Champagne and Seashells. I'll play you the track Plane Crash. This is by Liam Finn.
Only the peanuts. Ooh. Ooh. depression is searching my soul.
Do you have bipolar disorder? Are you creative? If so, you are invited to participate on April 1st in an inspiring day of presentations by top bipolar researchers on the link between bipolar disorder and creativity. Help us answer the question, what does creativity mean to you? CrestBD is also sponsoring two evening events which are open to the public. On Thursday, March 31st at the Goldcore Center for the Arts, CrestBD presents a screening of three films about creativity and mental health. On Friday, April 1st at 8 p.m., come dance the night away at the Chapel Arts Center for The Creative Life, a night of music celebrating bipolar disorder, featuring members of the New Pornographers, Shane Turner Overdrive, and Vancouver Nights. For full details on this two-day event and how to register, please visit www.crestbd.ca.
And we are back here on CITR 101.9 FM, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And I'm joined on the line right now with Sam from Sampology. Oh, Sam, you are there. Excellent. I'll just tell the readers, the listeners a bit about what we just heard. This is Sampology, an excellent electronic artist from Brisbane, Australia. And we just heard the song I Feel Better, the Sampology 8-bit remake. And I'm very fortunate to have Sam on the line calling. Which city are you in right now, Sam?
I'm in Vegas at the moment for a day, for a bit of rest and relaxation, I should say.
After
a few showcases around the place, yeah.
Excellent. And, of course, South by Southwest, we'll get to that soon to talk about your experience. But just by way of background, I wonder if you could let the listeners know who you are. We don't play enough electronic music here on the show, and you're definitely a pioneer in Australia in some ways. So, Sampology, who are you?
Yeah, I come from Brisbane, Australia, which is a little bit north of Sydney. I come from a hip-hop background as well as dance music as well. I mean, when I was starting out about 6 years ago, I was involved with a couple of live electronic bands. One of them was Samaraza. Another one was Vinyl Slingers. And that was more like, the electronica, breakbeat influenced. But I was on the turntables with them as well. But at the same time, I was involved in a lot of shows in the hip-hop realm of things, but also playing my own sets in clubs and venues alongside bands and such as well in that kind of more dance music, for want of a better word, as well. And yeah, I've been pushing my own thing through the years, touring out Australia and New Zealand and overseas in Europe last year. The main thing I've been pushing the last couple of years is the AV DJ set, which is kind of like, the best way to think about it is instead of just DJing with audio, I'm DJing with audio and visual, which are both synced together. With turntables manipulating that live. And that's what I've been kind of pushing the last 2.5 years and what I've been showcasing here in the States. And hopefully come to where you are at the moment.
That'd be fantastic sometime. Yeah, up here in Vancouver. Definitely the AV, I've had a look online and it is quite incredible, and we're going to put up a video on the show blog for listeners. If you type Oz Stranded into Google, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. That's where Sam is definitely one of the pioneers of this style of music. Have you seen other folks doing this kind of stuff in other places you've traveled in the world?
Yeah, I mean, It's really like, I would have thought heaps and heaps of other people doing it, but it's become like, I've discovered it's a pretty small kind of community worldwide of people that are doing it. I mean, I've definitely been pushing it in Australia and, you know, trying to come up with my own way of doing it, but there's definitely people before me like Tech Static and Yoda and Eclectic Method, to name a few that have been around for a little bit longer than me, that have been doing it. But there's dudes like Mike Realm that are based in LA, like Yoda, who's in the UK, it's a really small community, and I've kind of been hitting up those few people, and most of us know each other, and it's cool. What I like about it is there's no set rules and established kind of ways of presenting an AV DJ show, so most people kind of come up with their own little slightly different take on it, and it's all pretty, everyone has their original kind of way of doing things, which I think is really cool and exciting.
Yeah, it just adds another element of creativity that's just, it's on display there for the people, yeah. And sure. And how did that all go down for you in Austin, Texas? Like, it really sounds like the center of the world for a week or so. What was your experience like at South by Southwest?
It was crazy. Nothing like I've ever experienced before. I didn't realize how big it was. I mean, the last day I was there, I went out for a huge walk in the morning. I didn't realize even how many other venues that I didn't even know existed there were. It was great. It was amazing. Yeah, it was my first year there, so this year was just experiencing it all and finding out what it's all about. I'm definitely wanting to come back next year as well.
Yeah.
But I found that definitely with my AV DJ show, it was something different, which I think worked my advantage. So it wasn't something that people were kind of used to seeing. And because there are so many bands and acts playing, it's easy to get lost in that huge group of people. So I think having a point of difference can work to your advantage. So
yeah,
I was really happy with how it went. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fantastic. So definitely you've planted some seeds, and you think maybe next time in North America, Canada might be a possibility?
For sure. Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. How far up are you going? Like, from, you're in Las Vegas now. Where to?
Oh, well, I finished all the AV DJ showcases, which were New York, a few in Austin, LA a few days ago. And I've got just a couple more side shows, one in New York. And then there's one I can one, I'm not sure the vibe with that, but yeah, there's one more DJ set in New York, and then I'm back to Oz for yeah, like a national tour with the new AV show, and then a bunch more stuff after that. Yeah,
and I guess
lots coming up.
Summer festivals.
Yeah, it'll be coming up for winter in Australia in a couple of months when I get back. But so we just come out of all the summer festivals in Oz, which were really crazy. Yeah, the big Out. I did the Big Out Festival, which is the kind of the biggest national tour, well, touring festival in Australia, which is pretty mental. And yeah, before I know it, it'll be summer again in Australia, and all the really big festivals will be touring again.
That's it.
So yeah, looking forward to that.
Well, it's been really great to chat with you here, Sam. And I was looking at the tracks that you have here online, and I'm dying to play Rishi Beno's Hot Tub Pimp Party. Because it's really great for Canadian listeners. What you're going to hear is some sampling of the Australian cricket theme, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
So Rich, can you tell the listeners who Rishi Beno was?
Rishi Beno is like, I don't know everything about him, but he's basically the main commentator. If you hear his voice, his voice kind of represents the commentators for cricket here in Australia. He's a British dude, but I think he played for the British team, but he coached in Australia. Oh, he's always been, I'm not sure, but he basically represents everything. Kind of his voice is Australian cricket, and the theme song that you hear is basically Channel 9, which is the channel that broadcasts all the cricket, and always has, it's the song they play, you know, and they'll have always played just when the cricket starts.
Mm-hmm.
So if yeah, any Australians hear that, they're like, cricket, that's cricket.
Oh, yeah.
I've kind of done a blend with something else.
Yeah.
DJ tool I use quite a bit, yeah.
I'll definitely want to play that now. So this is Rishi Beno's Hot Tub Pimp Party. We're talking to Sam Pology, live from Las Vegas, where he's on some R&R. So thanks, Sam. We'll play the track now. And, I'll send you through an email and touch base offline again. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Sam. So here we go. This is Rishi Beno's Hot Tub Pimp Party. Okay, bye for now.
That's fine. Thank you. We'll be right back.
She's taking her time, making up her mind. The only bird on the telephone line, and lives in a world from which she's trying to hide. And she wishes the color of her eyes, but soon they too will lose their shine, walking at the same pace, being left behind. And while he's living in the glass house, she remembers stories she's been told, and throwing stones in his window, saying, please don't leave me out here in the cold. Saying, please don't leave me out here in the cold. And she's crying like she's learning to breathe again, crying like a child without a friend. She picks her clothes up off the floor and hangs them dirty on the line, up next to her memories of another self and another time. And while some scars begun to fade, others will leave their mark and words tattooed under her eyes. It'd say, please don't leave me alone in the dark. Saying, please don't leave me alone in the dark. And she's crying like she's learning to breathe again, crying like a child without a friend, trying to turn the wheel as she gets closer to the edge. Taking her time, making up her mind. The only bird on the telephone line, and lives in a world from which she's trying to hide. And she's crying like she's learning to breathe again, crying like a child without a friend, trying to turn the wheel as she gets closer to the end.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, so we're back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and I played for you, that track there was by the Tom Richardson Project, Learning to Breathe Again, one last Australian track, that's some blues roots music from Australia, from Victoria, that gentleman. And before that, of course, was a couple of tracks from Sampology with a chat in between, a live chat from Las Vegas, where Sampology is currently resting and relaxing after South by Southwest. Sampology is a cutting-edge electronic music hip-hop artist. And that was a lot of fun to play, of course, Richie Beno's Hot Tub Pimp Party, which sampled the Australian cricket theme. So there's something very unique for Canadian listeners. So I just wanted to end the show now, the last 10 minutes, playing some music here, Vancouver, a few bands that are playing around, and one that has just played, and that is Bruce Cockburn. I'm going to play a track from him, I think, right at the end if I have time, but playing this week. We've got Synth Cake. Well, hang on, they're playing on April 9th. Well, we'll play a track for them anyway, but coming up this week is Thomas Morgan Collective. So I think I'll play Thomas Morgan first, Thomas Morgan is the bass player from Root System, the great three-piece that I've been playing a fair bit of here. He's an incredibly talented bassist, jazz trained. He does the upright bass and also a six-string electronic electric bass, and he's just sublime. As people would have seen at the Backstage Lounge last night at the Root System gig. He's doing a solo show, the Thomas Morgan Collective. He's playing on Wednesday night at the Lamplighter Club. Now, that is also with Jesse Cullen, another Australian. So Tom's Australian, and so is Jesse. So there you go. Show starts at 8:30 p.m. That's at the Lamplighter, Walter Street. So here's a track from the Thomas Morgan Collective to, excuse me, whet your appetite.
Shake it off, baby, just don't whine. Wake up, won't you? Wake up!
Da 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 da.
And we're back. That's the end of the show. That was a band called Synthcake from Vancouver who are playing a show in early April at the... Let's see where we go. Let's look this up. Synthcake is playing at the Toast Collective, 684 Kingsway, on April 8th. And before that, of course, was Thomas Morgan Collective. And he is playing at the Lamplighter with Jesse Cullen this Wednesday, so the Lamplighter Club. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And right after me is Marie, of course, with the Synchronicity Spirituality Show. So right after this, she will be on air. Okay.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.